and welcome to your outlet for outdoors and Western lifestyle news, The Bend Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck. We do say this each week. We love hearing from you. Comments, stories, ideas. Get a hold of us anytime. Call or text 305-900-2363. Again, that's 305-900-2363. Or you can always email BendRadioShow@gmail.com. Ride Long, as always, is my producer and co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart. Now, last week, we were sharing some senior pranks that have been going on. Yes, the calendar flipped. We're getting ready for graduation season. And those seniors, they're starting to pull some pranks. Well, I want to give a shout out to a listener, Renee, out in Colorado. She sent this to us. Up in Northeast Colorado, the Lone Star School had four seniors caught on school surveillance cameras at 6 a.m. April 29th. They pulled up in front of the school with a ranch pickup. Just to give you an idea, we're talking a flatbed with a pick and roll on the back, and it was pulling one of those OK Corral systems, a portable corral system. And another pickup pulled up with an aluminum trailer. You could tell it was filled with livestock. Well, these young men at 6 a.m., they quickly set up that portable corral system, backed up the trailer, and what did they unload? A couple of longhorns.
Now, this is kind of a neat prank, but I think what is even more amazing is that these four guys were there at 6 a.m.
100%.
That's the amazing thing, that that close to graduation and getting up however early they had to be able to get there before sunup or right at sunup to go and unload the trailer and build this little corral in front of the school.
And what a thrill. Think about all those kids, the different age groups coming to school.
That's pretty cool.
And what is there?
Seeing a bunch of longhorns. That would be pretty cool. I did not do any senior prank. If anybody would have, it would have been me, and I didn't.
Really?
Whatsoever. There wasn't anything. In fact, I remember, because you had to go through practice to do graduation, right? You know, walking and stuff like that.
Yeah, I remember doing like one walkthrough.
Yeah. And we had to have practice. And I remember my dad and I were out fencing and we were in the bogs that, you know, we got at our place. And I was late for practice where everybody already went through their things and people were like, is he not showing up or anything? And I was super late for practice. So I didn't even get a chance to do a prank at all.
I'm going to plead the fifth on this one. We're just going to keep rolling. We won't talk about Beck back in the day.
Well, congratulations to all the seniors that are graduating either from high school or college or whatever the situation is. Congratulations. Good luck on your next journey in life.
All right. Next topic on deck is, what are we all getting amped up for? Memorial weekend isn't too far away, which means what? The start of camping season. How many of you are scrolling through looking to maybe buy
that? Facebook Marketplace is burning up.
Yes. Craigslist, wherever it might be. You're getting excited. You're trying to find that new RV to you. Maybe you're shopping for a used one. Maybe you have a new one. Maybe you already have one and you're just starting getting it unwinterized, ready for the camping season.
A reminder of what you have to do to unwinterize it, maybe. What do we got to do to get into this thing? But yeah, it is just the season when the campers are out. People are moving them, if they haven't already, to maybe that permanent spot for the summer if they rented a particular place.
Exactly.
You were buzzing around this weekend, and you said you were surprised how many campers you saw on the interstate.
It blew my mind how many. And actually, every morning this last week, even just running errands and doing different things, I am seeing people pulling their campers out or their RVs are hitting the road for the first time. And, you know, there's a lot that goes through your head, or it should be going through your mind when you're starting to get excited for this camping season, right?
Especially those people that are new to it. If you have not owned an RV before, a travel trailer or a fifth wheel or whatever the case is.
And I made the comment to Tigger, you know, often sometimes we are going down the interstate and like I was busy pulling a stock trailer myself with horses going and looking at some of these rigs going by and I'm going, wow, I didn't think that a 3/4 ton could pull something of that magnitude.
That's a good point. You're bringing this up. Now, are we doing kind of tips and tricks of the RVs of
That's
shopping,
what,
buying and selling? Is that what you're doing today?
That is what we're doing.
Okay. Can I jump in on the whole pulling the trailer
thing. I'm going to let you because you dived into this hardcore.
I did. When we were shopping for, and if we haven't mentioned, we've got, what is it, a 2003 Sunseeker camper for sale? We'll get into that in just a little bit. But no, those people, if you are new to pulling a camper, and everybody goes through this. I went through this where how big a camper can you get with the vehicle that you're going to pull it with? And you see that comment a million times on social media.
It is a debate that comes up again and again.
It is. It is totally a debate. So I really dove into this and said, okay, here's the truck that we're going to use to pull the camper if we would have got a pull type. Really, what safely can we pull according to manufacturing specs? And I know there's 1,000 people out there right now are going to say, just hitch that up and just go and have fun, right? And people ask questions, should I have a sway bar or shouldn't I? Before you go and look at the camper that you want, first look at the vehicle that you're going to pull it with. That is going to dictate your size. And if you don't believe me, there are a lot of really good YouTube channels out there that I started watching from different dealerships, especially in the Southeast. And they give tutorials of this is a safe camper to pull with this type of vehicle. I'm talking half ton versus three quarter ton versus one ton versus dually, ton and a half, all that sort of thing. That was the first thing and the first mistake that we made is we were looking at all these monster campers, right? I mean that, and they're not made to live out of 365 days out of the year. But that is the first thing, in my opinion, you need to do is say, what is the vehicle that I have to tow a camper with, if that's what you're going to get, like a travel trailer or a fifth wheel?
Correct. And that also kind of dictates a little bit of your budget, because you might be 100%. Surprised that vehicle you have you're going to use may not fit what you were hoping to purchase.
Exactly.
And you might have to allocate dollars to upgrade.
Exactly.
For us, as an example, we just want to be able to use our ranch pickup because that's just the easiest. But one thing we overlooked is that we may have had a vehicle that had the engine size, but we've got a bail bed on it. A flatbed that weighs a lot of weight that we were unaccounting for.
I didn't even take that into consideration until I really started looking at this and saying, what can that truck safely pull? And we've got that big bail bed on it that added another 1,000 pounds to the truck, aka you had to subtract that from its payload capacity. And there's different formulas that you can use, and you can go to chat and Google and figure them all out. Well, upon further research, I found, because of course I was looking for the biggest monster fifth wheel that
he's wanting, that 40 footer.
Anyway.
That's
and we were way overweight to what this truck could safely pull according to manufacturing specs. So if you're out there looking for campers, my big advice for you is before you just get crazy about either I want a fifth wheel or I want a travel trailer and I want it to be this size or this floor plan, what is the vehicle that you're going to be towing it with? That's just on the towable ones. We haven't even gotten into the one that we have for sale.
Yes, it is a driving class C. That's what he keeps throwing this dig at me, because he's wanting it out of here.
The cousin Eddie camper that we have. But yeah, that's my little two cents right now.
No, I'm glad you brought that up, though, because when you think about it, that vehicle that you already have purchased to pull said rig, that's still an investment. That's an asset that you have. And not to be all Dave Ramsey on you or anything like that, a person has to look at it. That's like your tool, right?
You got it.
Can this fit the bill for all the different activities you want to do out in the outdoors?
So we've got some ideas, tips, and tricks that we've learned, by gosh and by God, the hard way of maybe you're looking at selling said camper or something like that. We've got some different tricks here that we've learned along the way that I think will make your life easier.
All right, on that note, we're going to take a short break, and we are going to answer and share those tips and tricks with you when we come back. You're listening to The Ben Show.
The 2026 world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale starts with horse racing. 6 days with Parimutuel Wagering, May 2nd and 3rd on Derby Days, coinciding with the Kentucky Derby that'll be shown live in Miles City, Montana. Mother's Day is extra special with Moms Free to the Races and more races added May 15th through the 17th. The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, where the spirit of the West comes alive. For a full schedule and tickets, head to buckinghorsesale.com.
Welcome to Sire Buyer, a place where we connect cattlemen. The nation's number one destination for buying and selling breeding genetics. In-depth reviews and upbeat news on your favorite sires. Sire Buyer features the top Angus bulls across the country. Be sure to sign up to receive your directory by emailing info@sirebuyer.com. If you're looking for the best place in breeding genetics, you've just found it.
If you're buying or selling cattle, make your first stop LivestockMarket.com. Livestock Market features private treaty sales, online auctions, and live production sale bidding. You'll also find horses, sheep, goats, and hay. Check out the free Livestock Market magazine wherever you pick up Tractor House and download the Livestock Market mobile app today. Welcome back to The Ben Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Bag. Jeff Tigger Earhart is in the co-host chair. Tips and tricks on either selling or buying that RV or camper, or maybe you just want to enjoy the one you have. Well, this has been a game changer for us. Often overlooked because we, for the most part, are using the RV only a few months out of the year, let's be real, and the general maintenance that goes along with it. Our single best tool that we have and have created is our manuals. Now, we know if you own a camper or motorhome, that factory manual comes with it. And if it doesn't, you should make sure you print one out and have it with you. But that's only a starting point because that's not the full story, right? Real world use quickly teaches us everything about the rig, doesn't it? The quirks, the upgrades. How about those seasonal maintenance things that you do that no manufacturer could ever get wrapped up together for you in a manual?
How many times that you have winterized your camper, you forgot how to do it maybe, especially if you're new to the RV world? And you just got to get a reminder and you got to jump on YouTube. How do I do that? And even though you can have that factory manual, ours, we found out when we went to winterize it last fall, it didn't have this one particular water line. So our process, not difficult, it just was a little bit different than everything that I was finding. So we created, and I think that's the point, is having a story about that exact RV, not just that model, but that one that's sitting right there that you're in, of exactly what do you do. And we started doing this, and it's been game changing for us with our camper.
Yeah, think about it as a living document that you continuously keep updating and adding to. You, of course, keep the official instructions with it, but just having that insight that you know where it's at, it's written in a way that you quickly understand, and it's, as we mentioned, real-world experience. And hate to say it, Tigger and I had to learn the hard way on a few things, and that's what caused us to realize we needed to have a binder that never left the RV. It stays with it, and whenever we do any maintenance, upgrades, even if we check all the seals to make sure, you know, there's no water damage, anything that has to be done,
but just where to check.
We'll do that too, yes.
Where to check that. And I know some people are very experienced RVers and campers, and you maybe owned several and you're using it all summer long. It becomes second nature, right? I mean, because you're using it all the time and you understand that. That isn't our situation. We're able to enjoy it when we can, but we always need that, or at least I have found that I've needed that reminder of exactly what to check and where, especially like what we have is a Class C, and that's been the first time you and I have ever owned a Class C. So it's been a very different experience for us.
Now, some of you may be sitting there and thinking, I don't need that. I know it all. But here's the other side you may not have thought about is the value add that you have when you're able to present a future buyer of your rig that now you can prove with paper documentation This is all the maintenance that's been done, but not just that. Here are the tips and tricks to this camper or RV. You know, every one of them's going to have its little quirks, right? But if you're able to make that person feel reassured that they're buying something, they're going to probably give you a few extra bucks at least, if not more, closer to your asking price.
Your full price that you wanted. I think that's huge, of having that document that tells the story. I think that's maybe the best way to say it, is that tells the story about that tenement on wheels, if you will. Because when you go and you look at an RV, and we went through this when we were looking at different ones, and the owner, say you're going, you found it on Facebook Marketplace or something like that, they walk you through, I did this, and here's what I do here, and here's what I do there. And you're just like,
You become so overwhelmed.
Oh, yeah.
There's no way you're going to remember all of this when you get home.
Exactly. And I think if you have that particular for that exact motorhome that you have, or that travel trailer, or whatever the case is, I don't want to say it's a slam dunk for if you're selling it, but it sure is going to make it awfully darn attractive to a potential buyer. If you have all of this, it makes it that much easier for them.
Think about it. It's no different than if you go to buy a vehicle. How many times do you say, is there a Carfax report on it? Or you're buying it from somebody else and they're quick to say, you know, say there's an elderly, the position comes in, buy a vehicle with a few miles on it. And here they're meticulous and they've got that list of everything that's been done to that vehicle.
Slam dunk,
right? Think about it the same way as your RV or your camper. You got to look at it the same way. These rigs do depreciate a little faster than we'd like to. So any little value add you can bring along with it is huge. Now, here's another little tip and trick we've done with ours, is everything that we have purchased to go into our RV will go with it the day it sells. And so these are little upsells. Think about it. They're getting, when they buy ours, they are actually going to get a smokeless fire pit that fits perfectly in the garage under the camper. They're going to get chairs that fit perfectly in the different areas, because we all know that space is a premium in these units. And how good does that feel when you know, wow, I'm buying a rig that's ready to literally hit the road?
Turnkey. We spent a lot of time, literally, when you go into Walmart or Lowe's and we measured the little plastic storage totes and all of that to fit in the garage area. You know, we had this storage tote for all of the Blackwater supplies and all of that. And the freshwater stuff is sealed in this tote. And we were particular about getting that it all fits like Tetris, is how it all fits in that little garage area you were talking about. But that we did intentionally, that it stays with this camper for the rest of its life. So if there's another owner down the road, it is turnkey. They don't have to try to get the water hose, or we're using our stuff that we bought for the next camper. Nope, everything stays. It's all together. It's just a turnkey deal.
So there you have it. A few tips and tricks we wanted to share that we know has made our life easier. We've had a lot less arguments now that we have this lovely manual and understand how to use our rig, but we hope it helps you too. And if you have other suggestions, would love to hear them. Again, you can call or text 305-900-2363, or you can always shoot us an email to bendradioshow@gmail.com. We're going to take a short break, crew. You're listening to The Ben Show.
For years now, I've been telling you all about Pharmatan from Imogene Ingredients. Well, it's time to make the change and add Pharmatan to your cow's diet, to your calves' diet. Get that boost in health and increase feed efficiency. It all starts with nutrition, so add Pharmatan.
RanchChannel.com, your farm and ranch network on demand. Bull sales, Western events, product information, right at your fingertips on the ultimate cowboy-friendly platform. Want to follow up-to-date markets? RanchChannel.com. No need to dig for information on all these different websites. It's all right there on RanchChannel.com. Y'all are loving it now, aren't you?
The hunt, the stories, the memories. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs. Let me capture and preserve that hunt, that story, that memory with a trophy mount to last you a lifetime. Look us up on Facebook at JB's Wildlife Designs to see samples of our taxidermy, and reach out at any time with any and all questions you may have. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs. Taxidermy is my passion. Let me preserve yours.
The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale is back, featuring one of the largest one-day matched bronc riding events presented by True Vet Solutions. Join us on Sunday, May 17th for a PRCA-sanctioned spectacle where over 30 elite bronc riders compete for a massive $75,000 purse in honor of the 75th annual Miles City Bucking Horse Sale. Visit buckinghorsesale.com for schedule and tickets. The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, where the spirit of the West comes alive.
Welcome back to The Ben Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck. Jeff Tigger Earhart is in the co-host chair. Earlier in the week, since it was Cinco de Mayo, I wanted to share this story with you. We head to Michigan for this one. A restaurant in Flushing, Michigan, by the way, that's located in northeast of Lansing, just to give you an idea, is drawing attention with a supersized food challenge that's as daunting as it is delicious. At the restaurant, Puerto Vallarta, diners are invited to take on a roughly 9-pound mega burrito.
I want to do it.
This burrito is packed with rice, beans, multiple meats and toppings. And here's the deal. Finish it in 5 minutes or less.
Come on.
Those who succeed walk away with a $500 prize and a free meal. $500 for five minutes and 9 pounds of burrito.
Oh, come on. I don't know how anybody could get that down in. Now, I've done a 2-pound burrito. I remember I did that in Denver. That was a long time ago, but not in 5 minutes. Come on, make it fair.
Well, so far, about 2 dozen people have tried to do this.
And not one
did. No one has completed the challenge within the time limit. The closest contender, managed to eat more than 3/4 of their burrito before running out of time. And they were slowed down because of the burrito size and the heat, the spice. It was a little warm for them. The oversized dish, by the way, filled with chicken, steak, shrimp, chorizo. I think that's how you pronounce it. That's a Mexican sausage. And then ground beef on top of it, along with all the other ingredients. Like, it's got lettuce, pico de gallo, sour cream, guacamole. We're all hungry for burritos right now.
Right.
And then 9 pounds, it's wrapped in 3 large tortillas and topped with queso cheese and chimichurri sauce to boot. So for those less interested in competition, the burrito is available to share if you want to.
How much does it go for?
You know what? I'm not sure. Oh, wait. I'm looking up really quick. Hold on 1 second. Let me just look quick. Oh, the challenge costs about $30 to enter. So it's a $30 9-pound burrito.
Oh, come on. I'd do it in a heartbeat and just take half of it home. Right? I mean, come on. $30 for a 9-pound burrito? I mean, Beck, we would get like 10 meals out of that pertinier.
Yeah, it really actually would spread out just fine for us.
That's a cheap one.
But anyway, if you end up taking on this challenge, I would love to hear if you succeed or not. I just can't imagine sitting there and eating 9 pounds of anything in 5 minutes.
5 minutes. They need to extend that a little bit to make it fair, in my opinion. But I would still spend $30 to get a 9-pound burrito. You're darn right.
So question for you. There's a couple of chain restaurants out there. I won't say who they are, but they will have contests of how hot of chicken wings you can go. Have you seen this before?
I've seen it, but I could not do it.
All right.
I can't handle the sauce that's on the wing.
So years ago, I had a couple of me and we had to go to Chicago for something. And on the way back, we stopped at one of these hot wing type places. And my foreman at the time, he took the challenge on. And I think you got all you got was a free T-shirt if you did it.
And you almost died and you got a free T-shirt.
I was starting to wonder if we were going to have to take him to the hospital because his face was so red and the sweat was just pouring off of his face.
I know some people like that, but I don't like the really potent, you know, buffalo wing sauce on there.
Yeah. I couldn't do it either. I kept telling him, you know, you're not getting workman's comp or anything if this goes south, if this goes bad. And I got to say, he did not win the challenge.
Did he even get the T-shirt?
No, he was one away. He had to go one more hotter and he just couldn't do it. But I think his health is more important than having pushed
the
limit.
That's not even fair.
Okay. When I think about this, though, I immediately am reminded of, you know, the food competitors. And you know who comes to mind if you haven't heard of this man before? Joey Chestnut.
There you go.
I mean, this man, he's in his 40s, and it's unbelievable how many of these competitions he's won. I feel like he needs to try this burrito challenge.
I'm sure he probably has in his career, if you'd really dig in.
I don't know. Maybe he has. I know, though, that he's won like over 15. I know it's less than 20, but he's won over 15 of those hot dog eating contests. And he goes into those rib eating contests. And that's what I'm thinking is they need like one of those serious food competitors, those guys that can just binge eat all that food.
Well, and it's like working out, like getting ready for a ball game or something, right? You get in shape. I know he's had to get his stomach in shape to be able to physically ingest that amount of matter to go into said tummy. You know, and he's not like a glutton or anything. He's in actually really, really good shape. But he has to, during the week, consume an exorbitant amount of calories to get ready for his competition on the weekend. Could you imagine this guy's food bill? Because I know he eats like dozens of eggs.
Well, we won't be doing it anytime soon. And that is all for this week, folks. Remember, keep sending us in any of those questions you might have, something spot-worthy we need to share. That phone number, you can call or text anytime, 305-900-2363. Again, 305-900-2363. Or you can always email bendradioshow@gmail.com. And if you missed part of this show or want to hear past episodes, you can find them all on the website, thebendshow.com. Finally, a big thanks to all of you listeners out there that came along. And whether you're coming or going today, stay with us as we ranch it up. And remember to keep up with me back all week long by following The Bend on Facebook and on Instagram at The Bend Show. This is Rebecca Warner. Catch Beck if you can next week on The Bend.